Welcome to New Trade Media's Shortcast Series, a new weekly show where we round up the latest news and insights in a way designed to help suppliers and wholesalers engage more effectively with independent retailers. My name is Chris Dillon, and I'm the Insights Editor, which means I head up our supplier reports. You may have already read our most recent one, Coronavirus, How Independent Retailers Have Adapted to Change, but if not, here are three of its key takeaways. Number one, delivered and click and collect is now fundamental. Our survey of leading retailers, representing 1,500 shops in the UK and Ireland, revealed that around 8.8% of business turnover came from click and collect or delivered options in mid-April. When you consider that last year only 26% of convenience stores offered a click and collect service, according to ACS figures, this suggests a seismic jump from where the market was 12 months ago. As a supplier, this puts a lot more pressure on your reps, but also presents more opportunity. When you're talking to convenience retailers now, don't just assume that they are looking for help with the fixture. Brands must invest more in retailers' home delivery services too. The ones that can become experts in this area will win favour in the coming months. But don't make the mistake that thinking home deliveries means apps and websites. A lot of retailers, particularly independents, have been taking orders over the phone for vulnerable and elderly customers for decades. Supporting them with upselling in a natural way is another way of helping retailers beyond your competition. Number two, new permanent partnerships have been made. You must have been living under a rock if you haven't seen the fantastic publicity that independent retailers have won in the past few weeks. Not a day went by a few weeks ago without seeing an independent retailer on TV finally getting the national recognition that they deserve. A particular highlight for me was seeing the Independent Achievers Academy's overall best shop owner, Amrit Singh and his family, on ITV News a few weeks back, showing how they were providing supplies to the NHS workers and delivering to their local shoppers. But he's not alone. 52.9% of retailers are supporting local health workers, and 58.8% are using new local suppliers. The latter, unfortunately, has been driven by availability issues and independents refusing to have empty shelves. Lines in the sand were drawn the moment panic buying began in supermarkets, with certain suppliers visibly prioritising multiples over independent stores. It will take an awful lot for these suppliers to win back retailers after leaving them unable to provide for their communities when they needed them most. Most suppliers, however, have come out of this fairly strongly. The challenge now is to build on this goodwill and support going forward. With other stores planned to reopen on the 15th of June, retailers will once again face competition from vape shops and garden centres trying to claw back on these newer categories that they've been investing in. What can you do to help keep customers shopping with them? Number three, prepare for a sustainable recovery. It took all of about a week at the start of lockdown for the noise surrounding sustainability to be completely drowned out. While supermarkets dropped the plastic bags charge and Starbucks began refusing reusable cups, around two-thirds of independent retailers reported that they were still doing as many sustainability measures as before, albeit in a new, safer and at times slower way. That said, the consumer squeamishness around packaging isn't likely to go away until we've got the all clear. Retailers have shared with us pictures of disposable cups wrapped in plastic bags and told us how they are now only selling the items from their self-serve deli counter when wrapped in plastic packaging. For food-to-go providers, there cannot be a compromise between sustainability and safety, and manufacturers will need to shout louder than ever about their sustainability credentials to win favour. It's still important that suppliers can do both, and if they can, they will reap the rewards from retailers who are keen to do both as well. So, if you'd like to get your free copy of our report, Coronavirus, How Independent Retailers Have Adapted to Change, please do get in touch. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this week's update, and if you've got any examples of the work that you're doing to support independent stores, please tweet me at ChrisDillonNT. We'll be back next week with a roundup of the most pressing news affecting independent retailers and their suppliers. Until then, thank you very much for listening. Stay safe and join us again soon.